Self-discipline is the greatest gift I can give myself. Self-discipline is the greatest gift I can give myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Self-discipline is the greatest gift I can give myself. The University of Healing began in 1948, and in 1975 we incorporated here in California, and we have become accepted by the state of California as a university here, sharing great, beautiful ideas on how to live the most effective, efficient, responsible life that anyone in the world could ever imagine. And as one of our foundation stones, we have self-discipline, and it is indeed the greatest gift I can give myself. For only in giving myself self-discipline can I achieve all of the desires of my heart. Now, we live in an age, not really an age, because every age had this same attitude, self-motivation. Every age had the attitude of wanting success, of wanting to be the best, of wanting to be fantastic and glorious and all those good things. Every age has that. Now, as every age has that, and every age wants to demonstrate that and bring that forth, it's only those people in those ages who had self-discipline who brought them forth. Only those people who were masters of themselves and their attitudes and their thoughts who were able to accomplish any desire they had in their heart. Now, you and I, we'd like to accomplish the desires we have in our heart, too. We'd like to bring forth the magic that we are. Every one of us is ideal. We are the ideal being. Every one of us is perfect in every way, in our original purity and integrity. And every one of us has slipped a little bit from our original purity and integrity because we have not established in ourselves that we are self-disciplined. To be self-disciplined means that everything we know which is the right thing for us to do, we do it. To be self-disciplined means everything we think which is the right thing for us to think, beneficial for us to think, for us, the beneficial for us, we think it. Everything that is uplifting for us and our world and all the magic that we are capable of being, we do it. We think it. We have that be the overwhelming attitude of our mind, the overwhelming thought flowing through our consciousness at all times. We're like the little choo-choo train that says, I know I can, I know I can, and I go, I think I can, I know I can, I think I can. And it goes up the hill. And then it gets up there and says, I know I can. See, once it's over the top, then it says, I know I can. But on the way up, it says, I think I can, I think I can. Because it's putting its thoughts on the idea that it can go up over that hill, over that mountain. Well, at the University of Healing, we sort of jump a little bit. And we are that train going up the hill, up the mountain. And instead of saying, I think I can, I think I can, we say, I know I can. I know I can go over this mountain. I know I can choo-choo right up over the top of this mountain and down the other side, lickety-split. I know I can. We train ourselves in self-discipline because self-discipline says, I know I can. Any other kind of discipline says, I think I can, I wish I can, oh my, if I only could. But self-discipline goes the step beyond, which says, I know. And so, as we train ourselves in self-discipline, as we give ourselves the greatest gift we can ever give to ourselves, we say to ourselves, it is done. We visualize whatever it is we're doing as being done. We visualize whatever goal we have as being done. And that, of course, is living in the now. because in the now it is done. Because there is no future to the now, there's no past to the now, there's no present to the now, there's only the is, the now. So we self-discipline our thinking to live in now. And now is not the little train going up the mountain. Now is the little train arriving at the station where it wants to go. Now we are achieving the goal that we have for ourselves. Oh, you say, well, I like the trip, I like the journey, I like it. Well, then have each moment of the journey be your now. Have each moment of the excursion be the joy of your heart. Have you ever looked out the window as you're taking a train? And you look out the window and you see the scenery going by. And then your eyes behold some scene that is just so glorious. You see a beautiful little stream. And you see children playing at the edge of the stream. And you see their parents sitting there knitting or talking to each other. And the children are playing in the stream and splashing the water around and throwing stones in the stream and just having such a good time. You see that little scene, and it's just a fleeting moment as your train goes by. And you look out the window of the train. You're up above a little bit, and the river is running down next to the train tracks, down in a little valley. And you look at it, and it's tranquil. It's beautiful. It's a scene, it's an instantaneous, momentary scene of the now, of your journey. And your entire journey may have many incidents in it, but you recall that one scene, that one momentary scene, that one instant where everything was so beautiful, everything was so glorious. It looked so tranquil. It looked so now. Oh, yes. Your husband comes home and gives you a peck on the cheek and says, sweet, you're the greatest. And then he goes about it. And that little peck on the cheek is a more passionate, more desired kiss than all the passionate kisses in the world, because that was an indication of his love, instantaneous at that moment. It didn't have to be a big show or a flashing lights. It was an overwhelming yes, 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 oh my yes. And those, oh I see, those yes, yes, yes moments, those moments come from self-discipline. We live in our unconditional love. So every experience that we have in our life is one where it's a joy. It's an unconditionally loving experience. It's an experience where we feel absolutely a peck on the cheek. Absolutely fantastic. We feel glorious. We feel good. We momentarily go back in our thought, self-disciplined, to that one incident along the train track where the children are playing in the river and the parents are sitting on the beach watching and everything is so beautiful. We can add a lot of interesting little thoughts around that one little scene, but that one scene will always come back in that perfect way. Your first kiss, the first dance you went to, the first experience, they were all beautiful, and they are all one of a kind. And now it's up to us to make each moment of our life one of a kind. Each moment of our life a now experience. Oh, we'll have millions of them, zillions of them. That's all right. Each moment is a now experience. It's like taking a motion picture and we have the film and the film runs the motion picture and then we take the scene and we cut the film strip and we have one little slide, another little slide, each one stopping action, stopping motion, but each one very much there. Very much there. Even on digital cameras where there's no motion picture, there's no, that is their motion picture, but there's no film. It's a piece of digital equipment. And they have a button and it has a fast forward or fast return to take you to an experience on the film before or after. to move you along on it. And you're in a digital land. You're in an electronic land. You're not on a piece of film. You're on a piece of electronic energy. You're on a mental thing. You're on an electrical thing. It's hard to describe something like that, but you're on an energy field. And truly, that perhaps is the best description you could have. You're on an energy field. Now, on your motion picture camera with the film, you're on an energy field too, but a much slower energy. When you're on your digital camera, you're on a much faster energy. And when you're in your mind, you're on an energy that is even faster yet. For in your mind, you can go back to a time when you were thinking of something and you were 10 years old. You can go to a time when you were doing something and you were 20 years old. You can go to a time you were having an experience and having a glorious vacation in the mountains and you were 30 years old, and on. And these are great leaps in time. For a motion picture camera, oh my goodness, you have to have a long sheet of film to do all that. But electronically, you can do that instantaneously. Yes, that self-discipline is the greatest gift I can give myself. For self-discipline is my ability to stop the camera, to stop the digital film, the digital pictures, fast forward, fast reverse, to go exactly to where I want to go without looking at anything in between. Zip, I'm back. Forward, I'm back. They have what they call a marker, and you can put a marker on your digital film, and so you can go back instantaneously wherever you marked it. You're having a great experience in life and you say, that's my first kiss, think, and you have that digital marker there. And then you press your camera and you say, first kiss, and think, it goes right back there. It doesn't even need to have been told that it has a marker there. The marker is there. The marker is our life, our memory, our remembrance. And when we are there, the time is now. When we're at our first kiss, the time is now. It may be just a peck on the cheek. It may be just our first lip-to-lip kiss. It may be our first kiss on the neck. It may be our first just embrace. But we're back there. We're back there because we have self-disciplined ourselves to be able to, in a moment, capture in with our little remembrance of where and what we want to do and what we want to be. And we may think, oh yes, the railroad train and the children and playing in the water at the little river alongside the tracks there, how beautiful that was. I remember it. I see it now. It's like I'm seeing it again and again and again. And I'm running that again and again and again. Now, I self-discipline myself. That's my greatest gift I can give myself. I self-discipline myself to say, I like me. And I do everything that shows me that I like me. I am disciplined in that sort of thinking. I say, I am happy. I am whole and perfect. I am surrounded by harmonious beings. I live in my abundant universe. And we say these things, and as we say these things, they are just a fleeting moment of a few words, and instantaneously we are looking at the picture of ourself, experiencing those things our few words describe. And how well we have disciplined our thinking to describe these words. When we say money, do we see ourselves not having it? When we say money, do we see our bank account empty? When we say money, do we see all the problems and how much we have to spend it for so quickly? Or when we say money, do we see an overflowing treasure house filled with all of the good of the universe, all of the blessings of the universe, all of the abundance of the universe? And we do not think of spending it. We do not think of using it. We do not think of anything, because that is limitation. We think only of being it. And as we are this money, then we always have money to do whatever is our choice to do. If we think of money as a concept, we always have it. If we think of money as thing that sort of filters through our fingertips, and pretty soon it's lost and gone, then we never have it. We self-discipline ourselves to think in the principle. We think of abundance. We think of the ideal circumstance. And as we think and live in these ideal circumstances, that's what we experience. This is all our choice. It's all our desire for ourselves. It's all whatever is important for us. Now, what is important for you? What is important for me? That's what we have to make up our mind about. Self-discipline is the greatest gift I can give myself, and so I self-discipline myself to think in generic terms. I think in positive terms. I think in universal terms. I think in terms that are unending, unlimited. I think of terms that are me now. And as I think in these terms, I am these terms. Join with me in self-discipline in all that I do and all that you do, and let it be indeed our greatest gift that we can give to ourselves, for that's what it's all about. I love you. I love you. I love you.